Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Mark Reardon.
You know, politicians want to force you to cover your face as a way for them to cover their own asses.
Mark Reardon.
Does the president not know what's going on?
I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated.
The Mark Reardon Show is on now.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Hope your weekend is kicking off well. Most people have a three-day weekend. I'm sorry. Some people have a three-day weekend. Sue, do you have a three-day weekend?
I do.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you. I'm pretty happy about it.
I asked that question because that means you won't be here on Monday.
Oh.
Because I will be.
Sorry.
So,
but this is
hey.
Joy. This isn't work. It's joy.
That's true. Thanks
for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Mark Reardon Show. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark today. And it's kind of Mike and the Angels is what we have for the round table today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm like Charlie, the guy on the phone.
Tip your waitresses.
And we are surrounded by the angels. So, obviously, Jane Duker is here. She is here almost every Friday, whether we want her to be or not. So,
amen.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
She is also joined by Donna Barringer, who is a former Missouri State Rep. She is running for the City of St. Louis Comptroller.
Woo-hoo. And I hope she wins.
Yay. We may talk more about that as we go along. Gene Evans is joining us also, a former state rep, former head of the Missouri GOP. I got a lot of formers going on in this room. They've done a lot, is what we've learned. And she is currently the head of the Missouri Federation for Children. Ladies, how are you?
Fantastic.
We're great, Charlie.
Nice and warm outside. Yeah.
You like that?
What's our assignment?
Great. Your assignment today is to try and be relevant about the topics that we have without throwing people completely under the bus in ways that will get us fined.
Mm. Oh, yeah. If fining is the, you know, if that's the low bar, we're going to be fine.
I'm just setting guardrails and we're going to go
good.
From there. So we're going to talk about quite a few things and try to, I should say. We're going to try to talk about a few things. Sometimes easier said than done with this crew when they get going. But we got to start off by talking about the TikTok thing. So first of all, are any of you on TikTok?
Yes.
I am not.
I am.
You are.
I go on, and then I go off, and then I go on.
So I, Sue, are you a TikTok person?
I am not. They've captured all my data.
I wanted to be a TikTok person, you know, getting on and doing all that. I set up a profile back for my 2022 campaign when I ran, but I haven't done anything with it.
And you know what? Even though I've been on it, I'm kind of glad. I think, look, it's not very often, first of all, that you get a per curiam decision, meaning like they're all so united that it's not even attributable to certain judges.
Right.
Okay. That's and the Supreme Court, say what you want, Republican, Democrat, they are almost always pro First Amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't run around saying, oh my God, this is a court that hates the First Amendment, you know, because the millennials or whatever, the Xers, I mean, they're having complete meltdowns because that's probably how they all make their money.
Well, you have 170 million Americans, right. Supposedly,
yes.
Which
and
I find hard to believe because that's more than half the country.
I would not be surprised. I mean, like you said, like I had it.
Well,
did
you
I
got,
look at it a lot. But
look at a large percentage of the population that are seniors,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And They're not on TikTok. Let's be honest.
But
you know what happens
is if you go on Facebook, though, or you go on X, and there's a TikTok video, people often set up because they can't see the videos that are posted. Yes. That is one of the big reasons why.
I have that happen a lot.
Okay,
I'll have to tell you, that is correct. I don't post on TikTok, but correct. I can go in and watch the TikTok.
You little voyeur, you.
Yes.
Yes.
But what I want to ask is, I was kind of taken aback by the fact that this was only, they named TikTok. So all the people I've been told that are on TikTok have gone over to something else called Red, which is also owned by the Chinese. So all we're going to do is take everyone from TikTok and just move them to another program. So why didn't they broadly make this law more about protecting your personal information?
I think this is whack-a-mole.
I think, right. And yeah. I think this is, they wanted to get the precedent set. And so I sort of agree with that because take the big dog down.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then the rest will follow. And I will tell you this. I mean, you know, everybody's like, I'm getting off Twitter or X or whatever it is. And I'm going to such and such profile. And you know what? It never carries over the same amount of people. It just doesn't.
No.
And so it is going to get more and more difficult.
Well, it gets more fragmented as we go through.
Yes.
I mean, just media in general continues to get more fragmented. Gene, what do you think about this?
I think, you know, think back to the beaches of Normandy when we had 17, 18, 19-year-old kids willing to give up their life to fight the Germans. Now we have 17, 18, 19-year-old kids don't want to give up TikTok to save their country. So I think we've come a long way.
We've changed.
We've changed.
We have evolved, as we've said, but not necessarily positive.
Have you seen the crying videos of these lunatics crying that their life is over?
There's Reels. There's Instagram. There are so many other ways that they can get out there and communicate. There's Snapchat. I mean, there's so many of them that at some point, like, I gave up trying to keep.
But they're making
up, right?
Big money. That's what people
some
don't understand.
So Kevin O'Leary, better known as Mr. Wonderful to many people, is the one of the bidders on this. So he has got a $20 billion cash offer on the table. He and another partner have got a $20 billion cash option or cash offer on the table to get this. Here's the thing that I didn't understand. Starting Sunday, if you have a media platform and you allow this to continue, you get fined, could get fined, $5,000, I believe it is, per 170 million users, which means you have this multi-billion dollar a day fine that you can have. So
is
in other words,
this,
well, it's the government.
You're going to get it from the Chinese?
They find them. Well, no, the platform is going to get that.
So how would a platform, that's what I don't understand, is how does a platform either host or not host TikTok?
I'm thinking they're talking about Apple and Google.
Does that mean AT&T?
Yes.
I mean, are they going to be liable if TikTok flies over their network?
Yes. That's what they're talking about, is the network providers are the ones who are going to get dinged with this.
Well, then
those would be the ones.
Legal mark.
Yeah. So they're talking about that, shutting it down and seeing where we go from here. So I would tell you, we're going to talk to Brad Young coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today to find out a little bit more about what this means. But there are a ton of questions out there that I'm curious to see where that's going to go. But since the ruling just came down today, and supposedly this is all going to be in place by Sunday, I'm thinking this thing's going to go dark, and Trump is not going to be on TikTok.
I was just going to say, I'm going to look now to see if it's still on.
But so, it should be on until Sunday.
One of the things, because I did, you know, I've gone into TikTok and I've done some work. What bothers me right now is I was unaware, like Jane has brought up, that there are people making millions of dollars on TikTok. But here's the problem. They're doing it with their children, and there are no child labor laws being enforced. And so what they're saying is there was a law done many, many years ago, and I'm forgetting, it was named after a gentleman who was famous in the talkies back in the 1920s. His parents spent every dime he ever made, so he was broke. He never had any money.
Oh, what was his? I know you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So they're saying that if they're going to allow TikTok to continue, and these parents are letting their 4 and 5 year olds, and they are the ones collecting these millions. So the money's not in the children's name. The parents are taking it. And so I want us to start thinking about
child labor. 4 and 5 year olds are living rent free and eating all the food they want of their parents.
But hey, how is that any different from any of the television shows that we've had?
No, you know, they have contracts.
Like John and Kate plus eight.
Except sadly,
none of those kids, none of the John and Kate plus eight, or what was the?
But at least in TikTok, they're in their own home.
What was the couple?
Not a child star that's getting, you know.
But what was the couple from Arkansas that had like the 19 kids?
Seriously.
Then and they were all.
The Duggars.
The Duggars. Yeah. That ended up being a whole soap opera on its own from outside of that.
You know, I mean, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to come on that. We'll talk with Brad to find out a little bit more about that. So because I have three folks who are intimately familiar with the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County, I am going to throw this out there, and then I'm going to step back to make sure that all of my limbs stay intact. So it was... How warm did it get today? Like 58 or something?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
know. Almost 60.
It got warm.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, in the city of St. Louis, there are still icy roads. Sue, is that true?
That is 100% accurate.
And my street's one of them.
Four inches of ice in front of my home.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yes.
4 inches. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to, I mean, 160 degree day is not going to get rid of, and by the way, near my house, there is commerce going on.
Yep.
Or trying to
go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to go on.
I started to say, wait, should we identify commerce that was going on? Because,
I was thinking
somebody's dealing something in front. You know, there's commerce
that's going on. Don't talk to the angels like that, Charlie. I'm just like, it's very frustrating to me when, you know, in the Central West End, you have the guy ice skating.
Right.
And, you know, that's like insane. Like, that never happened. I mean, I've been in St. Louis for 59 years. And the
which is amazing because she's only 40.
Okay, I know, so, right?
I know.
Let me tell you all, when I was an alderman, so in 2014, we had 10 inches of snow in 24 hours. And so the protocol was, there was a protocol with the streets department. And what it said was, we brine the ground first, so they put brine out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the snow or ice comes, then they put out salt or they put out sand. And they gave us a map. I had an actual map of my ward. And it told you which streets would be plowed, which streets would be treated, and which streets wouldn't be touched. However, the rule was you had two blocks to get to a street where it was cleared. That was the rule. And if it wasn't, then they would come plow that street. They would also plow the streets in front of the schools. And the reason I am so upset is because the former streets department chair, he would actually go out and do the snow plows and be in 3 or 4 in the morning working with the crews. And he could personally report to you, this is what's cleared, here's what's not cleared.
It's not that big of a place.
No. And the other thing that people didn't know, because I've said this, is that there were areas where they were hills, but there's no way they could get their snowplows everywhere. They would leave buckets of salt for the neighborhood to go up and down, at least salt their own street so they could salt it because it was that bad. That was, I mean, we're talking about 10 inches in 24 hours.
Which is twice.
I talked to a lady yesterday who used to work for Francis Slay. Mm-hmm. And she told me that everyone who was working on Francis's staff, when you had weather like this, mm-hmm. everybody had to get in their car, no matter if you were front-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, didn't matter. You had to get in your car, and you got assigned areas to go check.
There you
and
go.
And then come yep. back and tell yeah. Francis, is this cleared? Is this not? Yep. Is mm-hmm. this done?
It's called accountability.
Right. Yep.
Okay? And so we, first of all, I want you all to be very happy, though, that the mayor's father's street was manicured. It was literally Talladega Nights. Mm-hmm. And after two snows, I mean, like, we're talking clear and dry. I'm like, okay. Like, there are no streets that were clear and dry. But
no, I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
Well, no,
I'm
well, sure. he said Spire did it. And I'm like, oh, well, a lot of people posted this.
You know, Spire does a hell of a job. Yeah.
Well, that's what I said.
Those
well, then,
Spire folks, man.
Then she should have gone to the comptroller right away and gotten a contract for Spire to clear all of the streets because they did such a darn good job.
Okay, let's not forget what else was going on. So there's two things that people have not brought up that I have, that and I'm a person that it happened to.
Let's
I had no mail for an entire week.
2 weeks.
No mail.
I didn't have mail.
Yeah. And let me
2 weeks,
tell you why
no
that's
trash.
A big deal. Because I get all my prescriptions through Express Scripts. My medication sat at the post office. Mm-hmm. I had no medicine for a week. And I tell people, why did we not have something set up? They have our phones, cell phones. They can send us an emergency text saying, if you have medication, go to the post office and pick it up.
So
right?
in this particular instance, when you say they, mm-hmm. you mean the Postal Service or you mean,
well,
who do you
I
mean?
The city. I would have admitted I would have gotten with the city and the Postal
okay.
Service. As an alderman, I would have been doing that. The next thing people don't know is that Meals on Wheels didn't get to 20% of their people. They went without food. They went without food for an entire week.
Two weeks no mail, 2 weeks no trash.
Well,
it's unacceptable.
I saw somebody the other day that said, hey, remember that whole thing with the Postal Service of snow or
oh,
rain
yeah.
or
yeah,
dark
yeah,
no. of night will right. keep us from getting to our voting rounds.
The night's been pretty dark.
Yeah, well, evidently it's, well, inconvenience is where we draw the line these
well,
days.
Here's the deal.
We have evolved at the Postal Service as well.
I don't know how they could go door to door.
Yeah.
They couldn't. That's what I'm saying. The mayor, any mayor worth their weight in salt would have been crawling up USPS's Francis, Lida,
yes.
all of them would have been crawling up the mm-hmm. postal saying, you know, if you could get there, you need to get there.
Mm-hmm.
This mayor couldn't because she caused the problem. I'm one of the people who has a mail person that walks.
Okay.
There is zero chance that the mail person where I live could have safely delivered the mail.
Well,
and I don't blame the Postal
Service.
I got to attend a fundraiser event down in the city the other night. And I parked in this parking lot. And from the parking lot all the way to where the fundraiser was, there was a nice path that was shoveled off of an otherwise completely covered area. I wonder how that happened.
The owner of the business got out there and shoveled and salted.
Well, they did a nice job. I'm proud to support or report, though, that the Post-Dispatch has a story that says the St. Louis streets chief says the staff gave her bad info on snow.
Well, then you get your...
That's the stupidest thing I've ever...
I mean,
horrible.
Really, seriously.
Do you not drive to work?
Well, apparently
do
not.
Do you not look out the door?
Right.
It's
maybe
not like,
she lives on the mayor's father's street.
It's not like every
possible.
News service in town didn't have multiple video shots of all the ice that was sitting there and everything that was covered. So
well, just recently, she just sent out a statement that, well, maybe we did take too long to change our tactics.
Oh. It's just
well, she
unacceptable.
Sent them, but she sent the statement from D.C.
Well, so, it's obviously a very important thing for the mayor to get done right away because she, oh, that's right, she's in D.C. and she's doing a
DC.
Fundraiser
yeah.
while we're there. We will talk about that and more. Jane Duker, Donna Behringer, and Gene Evans all here on the Roundtable with Mike and the Angels sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here.
Get more at 971talk.com.